I'm going to read a poem that has never been published and has never been read to an audience. And it is a poem which describes the distribution of what the Army Division, the 36 Texans, did not eat that day. The Italians who came to ask for and receive that food had little because the Germans had stolen their harvests and killed their livestock. And the poem is called Hand Dance. When our tents were staked in the dry vineyard, blanched olive leaves and the tree bark bitten with shrapnel, women came daily up the path from the village. One who cried always, white as Lazarus risen, I remember her hands. They made a dance of hunger. First, the thin fingers, fine as bird bones, reached, quickly bent back from hope. Their little lances stung, but her fear stung more. She shot her hands downward to flee her voice, closed on her pride. And I might read the proud white bones. The skin was like old ivory and transparent. Then her head fell down. The hands rose, full and open, and the palms held silken shadows. Art can so abstract, though it rise out of hunger, I could forget to bring her body bread, watching her little hand dance. And that poem is by Richard Wilbur.
John Anderson reading a poem by Richard Wilbur at a poetry reading in March to support the children of Gaza. Wilbur later read at the same event. You can hear that by going to writersvoice.net. John Anderson now reads one of his own poems.